Okay, just get yourself comfortable now. Take a few deep breaths. Breathe in slowly and out slowly. And as you breathe in, think relax. And as you breathe out, just breathe out any tension. And just adjust your position if you're uncomfortable at all. And keep breathing deeply and calmly. And as you focus on your breathing, you may notice that it starts to slow down as you relax more deeply. And as you hear the sounds around you, imagine a place that's completely relaxing to you now. It may be somewhere familiar, or it may be somewhere that you just made up in your imagination. A place of safety and comfort. Somewhere where nobody needs anything from you. Nobody wants anything from you. And you can just relax and let go. And as you breathe in and out, you can relax even more deeply. And just notice that the temperature is perfect for you. And the sounds around you are very soothing and relaxing. And as you start to relax even more deeply, you may find that you start to feel heavier, or you may find that you start to feel lighter. But either way, it's a very comfortable feeling. You may notice a tingling in the back of your hands, or in your legs, as you relax those muscles, and muscles that you thought were relaxed can relax even more now. If you look for tension in your body, I'm sure you can find some. And just let go of it now. And as you're resting comfortably there, just imagine the top of your head now. Most people don't even realize that there's tension in their scalp. Just imagine the tension draining away as your scalp starts to feel even more relaxed. Just imagine those little muscles letting go and relaxing. And now the muscles in your face. Just imagine the muscles around your eyes. Loosening and letting go as you relax 10 times more deeply than before. And if your eyes aren't tired, and if your eyes aren't already closed, you may find that as you relax more deeply, that they start to feel heavy. Or they might feel like they're a bit watery. You can close your eyes if you want to. It's much easier to relax more deeply when your eyes are closed. You will hear everything around you, and it will help you relax even more deeply. And if you should need to open your eyes, then go ahead and open your eyes. But for now, you can just relax and enjoy that deep, calm feeling of letting go. And you may notice that your breathing has changed. You may notice that your heart rate has changed as you're beginning to relax even more deeply. It's a wonderful feeling when you let your face totally relax, because you can actually feel your skin settling and smoothing out. It might mean that your mouth is open slightly, but whatever's best to you, just let it happen. And if you can unclench your teeth and purposely relax your tongue, because the more you physically relax, the more you can mentally relax. Thinking about your neck and shoulder muscles now, and into the tops of your arms, just letting all tensions drain away as you think on down through your elbows, your forearms, your hands and wrists, right down into the very fingers and tips of your thumbs. Just letting all of those muscles go and relaxing completely. Notice how comfortable it feels to relax this deeply, and how easily you can relax. Thinking about your breathing now, notice how steady your breathing is when you're this relaxed. Breathing even more steadily and slowly as you relax more and more. so you can let any tension in your chest area simply drain away as you think down onto your stomach muscles, just letting them relax too. Concentrating on your back muscles now. Draining away any tension. That feeling of relaxation spreads slowly throughout your whole body. Relaxed and easy and comfortable. Just enjoying this comfortable, relaxed feeling. Knowing that it only takes a few moments to get there and feel this good. It's something that you can achieve all by yourself, just by concentrating and focusing on your breathing. And thinking about any tension leaving your body so that you feel totally relaxed, totally comfortable, totally safe. This feeling of relaxation helps to re-energize you, helps to recharge your batteries. This is the perfect state. And as you relax comfortably, just take a moment now to notice what's going on around you in your imagination, in your own special place of relaxation. Just notice what you can see. Notice what you can hear. Notice how you feel and what you can feel. Maybe you can even notice some smells or aromas. Just take a few moments now to enjoy this special place of relaxation. Relax. Every time you think of the word relax, you will notice that you think of this place that you've created for yourself. Relax. You'll notice that you start to feel these relaxed feelings. Relax. You'll notice that it's easier to feel this relaxed the more you practice. Relax. Enjoy this feeling of relaxation. Relax. I'm now going to talk for a little while to your unconscious mind. If you want to follow along, that's fine. And if not, that's fine too. Just let these words wash over you. And if you want to remain aware of them, then please do so. And just listen peacefully as they pass by. The words are unimportant. They are being absorbed and acted upon by your unconscious mind. So it doesn't matter if you miss a few, or even if you miss them all, because your unconscious mind is doing its job, so you don't need to. Now, there are many reasons in the past which can contribute to today's problems, and it will be the same for you. You've come for help with problems which you may or may not understand consciously. Whatever's brought you to this point, and whether you understand the reasons or not, your unconscious mind will know what they are. And of course, your unconscious mind is your friend. It seeks to help you achieve your goals and ambitions in life. It has immense resources which you can draw upon to help you overcome your problems. One of the wonderful things about the unconscious mind is that it's perfectly capable of getting on with things without you even being aware of what it's doing. Just consider all the things it does for you already. If you cut your finger, the unconscious mind just gets on and heals it for you, without you having to direct it or check up on it. If you want to walk across the room, your unconscious controls your muscles, coordination, balance, so that you just have to make the decision. Your unconscious carries it out for you. And then there are your moods. If you think happy thoughts, your unconscious makes sure that the right hormones, neurotransmitters, and other chemical messengers are sent out to your body so that you feel that happiness. Equally, if you think sad thoughts, your unconscious makes sure that the right hormones, neurotransmitters, and other chemical messengers are sent out to your body so that you feel that sadness. If you are thinking calmly, in a relaxed state of mind, your unconscious makes sure that the right hormones, neurotransmitters, and other chemical messengers are sent out to your body so that you feel relaxed and calm. Now, moods can take all kinds of forms. We may say, when spotting someone we know, she's in a good mood today because she looks so cheerful to us. Her facial expressions show cheerfulness. Her body language, which your unconscious understands, even if you've not studied it consciously, conveys cheerfulness. In other words, our moods affect how we look, move, and behave. And they can change so quickly. We've all seen someone tired and worn out, and we've all seen someone who's exhausted, and we've all seen how someone who is exhausted can suddenly transform when someone suggests something that they actually want to do. So moods come and go. Now, your unconscious mind is your best friend. It works tirelessly on your behalf, even taking care of you while you sleep. And as you know, there are other things in your past that have affected you in ways that you would prefer to change. And your unconscious mind can change them for you, easily and effortlessly. And I'm sure you'd like to help in this process. Your unconscious is your best friend and always seeks to do whatever is right for you Your unconscious is open to change because deep down inside, you know that the more flexible you are in life, the better you can function in the modern, ever-changing world. Because you are an intelligent, flexible, capable person, you now realise that you cannot change yourself by fighting yourself. So as a first step in making any change in yourself, you accept the way things are at the moment. By accepting yourself as you are automatically freeing up your internal resources, many of which have been tied up in fighting or opposing the way things are. And these resources, once freed up, are then used by your unconscious mind to create dynamic change in your life. You accept yourself unconditionally. You like yourself unconditionally. And in accepting yourself just as you are, you release the past. All the things that used to contribute to your problems are now in the past. And the past is gone. So they are gone as well. And this process continues as each day goes by. And as each day goes by, you accept yourself more and more, just as you are. And as each day goes by, you like yourself more and more, just as you are. You accept yourself unconditionally. You like yourself unconditionally. And each and every day, your unconscious mind is freeing resources inside you. Resources that have been caught up in the past that is now gone. Free now to help you change in a positive and healthy way. Deep down inside yourself, there is all the information, skills, abilities, and resources that you need to achieve your goals in life. So more and more each day, you'll notice the cheerful things in life, the things that make you feel good. And this is an ongoing process. Each and every day that goes by, as your unconscious mind sorts out the things that led you to feel down or anxious in the past, you feel better and better. And this is an automatic process which becomes more effective, more efficient as time goes by. And best of all is that your unconscious mind is doing this even now. And because you know that all this is going on and that all you have to do is await the outcome, you're starting to feel a little excited. After all, your future is a lot brighter now. You can look forward to a happier, calmer, more confident time, a more confident future in which you enjoy life and feel on top of the world. Remember, each and every day your unconscious mind is working to make these things real for you. You are rapidly and easily becoming a happy, calm, confident, accomplished person, and you owe it all to your best friend, your unconscious mind. Your unconscious is your best friend and always seeks to do whatever is right for you Your unconscious is open to change because deep down inside, you know that the more flexible you are in life, the better you can function in the modern, ever-changing world. Because you are an intelligent, flexible, capable person, you now realise that you cannot change yourself by fighting yourself. So as a first step in making any change in yourself, you accept the way things are at the moment. By accepting yourself as you are automatically freeing up your internal resources, many of which have been tied up in fighting or opposing the way things are. And these resources, once freed up, are then used by your unconscious mind to create dynamic change in your life. You accept yourself unconditionally. You like yourself unconditionally. And in accepting yourself just as you are, you release the past. All the things that used to contribute to your problems are now in the past. And the past is gone. So they are gone as well. And this process continues as each day goes by. And as each day goes by, you accept yourself more and more, just as you are. And as each day goes by, you like yourself more and more, just as you are. You accept yourself unconditionally. You like yourself unconditionally. And each and every day, your unconscious mind is freeing resources inside you. Resources that have been caught up in the past that is now gone. Free now to help you change in a positive and healthy way. Deep down inside yourself, there is all the information, skills, abilities, and resources that you need to achieve your goals in life. So more and more each day, you'll notice the cheerful things in life, the things that make you feel good. And this is an ongoing process. And every day that goes by, as your unconscious mind sorts out the things that led you to feel down or anxious in the past, you feel better and better. And this is an automatic process which becomes more effective, more efficient as time goes by. And best of all is that your unconscious mind is doing this even now. And because you know that all this is going on and that all you have to do is await the outcome, you're starting to feel a little excited. After all, your future is a lot brighter now. You can look forward to a happier, calmer, more confident time, a more confident future in which you enjoy life and feel on top of the world. Remember, each and every day your unconscious mind is working to make these things real for you. You are rapidly and easily becoming a happy, calm, confident, accomplished person, and you owe it all to your best friend, your unconscious mind. Now there are many reasons in the past which can contribute to today's problems, and it will be the same for you. You've come for help with problems which you may or may not understand consciously. Whatever's brought you to this point, and whether you understand the reasons or not, your unconscious mind will know what they are. And of course, your unconscious mind is your friend. It seeks to help you achieve your goals and ambitions in life. It has immense resources which you can draw upon to help you overcome your problems. One of the wonderful things about the unconscious mind is that it's perfectly capable of getting on with things without you even being aware of what it's doing. Just consider all the things it does for you already. If you cut your finger, the unconscious mind just gets on and heals it for you, without you having to direct it or check up on it. If you want to walk across the room, your unconscious controls your muscles, coordination, balance, so that you just have to make the decision. Your unconscious carries it out for you. And then there are your moods. If you think happy thoughts, your unconscious makes sure that the right hormones, neurotransmitters, and other chemical messengers are sent out to your body so that you feel that happiness. Equally, if you think sad thoughts, your unconscious makes sure that the right hormones, neurotransmitters, and other chemical messengers are sent out to your body so that you feel that sadness. If you are thinking calmly, in a relaxed state of mind, your unconscious makes sure that the right hormones, neurotransmitters, and other chemical messengers are sent out to your body so that you feel relaxed and calm. Now, moods can take all kinds of forms. We may say, when spotting someone we know, she's in a good mood today because she looks so cheerful to us. Her facial expressions show cheerfulness. Her body language, which your unconscious understands even if you've not studied it consciously, conveys cheerfulness. In other words, our moods affect how we look, move, and behave. And they can change so quickly. We've all seen someone tired and worn out, and we've all seen someone who's exhausted, and we've all seen how someone who is exhausted can suddenly transform when someone suggests something that they actually want to do. So moods come and go. Now your unconscious mind is your best friend. It works tirelessly on your behalf, even taking care of you while you sleep. And as you know, there are other things in your past that have affected you in ways that you would prefer to change. And your unconscious mind can change them for you, easily and effortlessly. And I'm sure you'd like to help in this process. Your unconscious is your best friend and always seeks to do whatever is right for you. Your unconscious is open to change because deep down inside, you know that the more flexible you are in life, the better you can function in the modern, ever-changing world. Because you are an intelligent, flexible, capable person, you now realise that you cannot change yourself by fighting yourself. So as a first step in making any change in yourself, you accept the way things are at the moment. by accepting yourself as you are automatically freeing up your internal resources, many of which have been tied up in fighting or opposing the way things are. And these resources, once freed up, are then used by your unconscious mind to create dynamic change in your life. You accept yourself unconditionally. You like yourself unconditionally. And in accepting yourself just as you are, you release the past. All the things that used to contribute to your problems are now in the past. And the past is gone. So they are gone as well. And this process continues as each day goes by. And as each day goes by, you accept yourself more and more, just as you are. And as each day goes by, you like yourself more and more, just as you are. You accept yourself unconditionally. You like yourself unconditionally. And each and every day, your unconscious mind is freeing resources inside you. Resources that have been caught up in the past that is now gone. Free now to help you change in a positive and healthy way. Deep down inside yourself, there is all the information, skills, abilities, and resources that you need to achieve your goals in life. So more and more each day, you'll notice the cheerful things in life, the things that make you feel good. And this is an ongoing process. Each and every day that goes by, as your unconscious mind sorts out the things that led you to feel down or anxious in the past, you feel better and better. And this is an automatic process which becomes more effective, more efficient as time goes by. And best of all is that your unconscious mind is doing this even now. And because you know that all this is going on and that all you have to do is await the outcome, you're starting to feel a little excited. After all, your future is a lot brighter now. You can look forward to a happier, calmer, more confident time. A more confident future in which you enjoy life and feel on top of the world. Remember, each and every day your unconscious mind is working to make these things real for you. You are rapidly and easily becoming a happy, calm, confident, accomplished person. And you owe it all to your best friend, your unconscious mind. From this day on, you're going to find your confidence within yourself. Your confidence in your abilities and your self-belief becoming steadily stronger. Stronger than yesterday, but not as strong as tomorrow. Stronger than it was yesterday, but not yet as strong as it will be tomorrow. You're going to find yourself far less concerned about other people's opinions of you. You'll find you gain a clearer perspective and a better sense of proportion. beginning to recognize and understand that whatever other people think or feel is their concern, part of their lives, part of their attitudes. In the past, you might have been sometimes unfairly judged, as we all have been at some time or another. And in the future too, you might sometimes be misjudged again, as we all are. But that misjudgment doesn't actually change anything. It doesn't alter the facts. It doesn't change the real you. If someone misjudges you at some time, that's simply their own error. Their own error of judgment. They've simply made a mistake. And you don't mind allowing people to make mistakes. You don't mind being wrong sometimes. So you don't mind other people being wrong. Because you know what's truly inside yourself. You understand at some level your true integrity, your true self. What others imagine they see is simply the product of their own experiences of life, their own attitudes, fears, or expectations. It's just their own thoughts. Just their thoughts. And nothing more than their thoughts. And you're not responsible for any of those things at all. And it's worth remembering that nothing that we see or hear, or imagine that we see or hear, can change us. Nothing that we perceive in the outside world can hurt us, nor alter us. Only acting upon those things can do that. Nothing that we see or hear can hurt us or change us. Even what I'm saying to you here cannot change you. Only reacting to these things can do that. Only acting upon the things that we see and hear change us. And we have free choice to decide whether or not to act upon these things. And thinking about these things is acting upon them. But we have free choice to decide which things to act upon, which things to react to, and which things to ignore. And the things that you choose to ignore will be a matter of complete indifference to you. The things that you choose to ignore will always remain a matter of complete indifference. Now in a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 5. And at the count of 5, you'll be wide awake, fully refreshed, and relaxed with mind and body returning to a healthy normality. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Eyes open, wide awake, feeling fully relaxed and refreshed.